The following morning, notes were delivered to Harry, Hermione, and Neville at the breakfast table. They were all the same. "Your detention will take place at 11 o'clock tonight. Meet Mr. Filch in the entrance hall. Prof. M. McGonagall." Harry had forgotten they still had detentions to do in the furore over the points they'd lost. He half expected Hermione to complain that this was a whole night of revision lost, but she didn't say a word. Like Harry, she felt they deserved what they'd got. At 11 o'clock that night, they said goodbye to Ron in the common room and went down to the entrance hall with Neville. Filch was already there, and so was Malfoy. Harry had also forgotten that Malfoy had got a detention too. "Follow me," said Filch, lighting a lamp and leading them outside. "I bet you'll think twice about breaking a school rule again, won't you, eh?" he said, leering at them. "Oh, yes. Hard work and pain are the best teachers, if you ask me. It's just a pity they let the old punishments die out. Hang you by your wrists from the ceiling for a few days. I've got the chains still in my office. Keep 'em well oiled in case they're ever needed. Right, off we go. And don't think of running off now. It'll be worse for you if you do." They marched off across the dark grounds. Neville kept sniffing. Harry wondered what their punishment was going to be. It must be something really horrible, or Filch wouldn't be sounding so delighted. The moon was bright, but clouds scudding across it kept throwing them into darkness. Ahead, Harry could see the lighted windows of Hagrid's hut. Then they heard a distant shout.
"Is that you, Filch? Hurry up! I want to get started!"
Harry's heart rose. If they were going to be working with Hagrid, it wouldn't be so bad.
His relief must have showed in his face, because Filch said, "I suppose you think you'll be enjoying yourself with that oaf. Well, think again, boy. It's into the forest you're going, and I'm much mistaken if you'll all come out in one piece."
At this, Neville let out a little moan, and Malfoy stopped dead in his tracks.
"The forest," he repeated, and he didn't sound quite as cool as usual. "We can't go in there at night. There's all sorts of things in there. Werewolves, I heard."
Neville clutched the sleeve of Harry's robe and made a choking noise.
"That's your lookout, isn't it?"
said Filch, his voice cracking with glee.
"Should have thought of them werewolves before you got in trouble, shouldn't you?"
Hagrid came striding towards them out of the dark, Fang at his heel. He was carrying his large crossbow, and a quiver of arrows hung over his shoulder.
"About time," he said. "I've been waiting for half an hour already. All right, Harry, Hermione." "I shouldn't be too friendly to them, Hagrid," said Filch coldly. "They're here to be punished, after all."
"That's why you're late, is it?" said Hagrid, frowning at Filch. "Been lecturing them, eh? It's not your place to do that. You've done your bit. I'll take over from here."
"I'll be back at dawn," said Filch. "For what's left of them," he added nastily,
and he turned and started back towards the castle, his lamp bobbing away in the darkness. Malfoy now turned to Hagrid.
"I'm not going in that forest," he said, and Harry was pleased to hear the note of panic in his voice.
"You are if you want to stay at Hogwarts," said Hagrid fiercely. "You've done wrong, and now you've got to pay for it."
"But this is servant stuff. It's not for students to do. I thought we'd be writing lines or something. If my father knew I was doing this, he'd..."
"Tell you that's how it is at Hogwarts," Hagrid growled. "Writing lines. What good's that to anyone? You'll do summat useful, or you'll get out. If you think your father had rather you were expelled, then get back off to the castle and pack. Go on."
Malfoy didn't move. He looked at Hagrid furiously, but then dropped his gaze.
"Right then," said Hagrid. "Now, listen carefully, because it's dangerous what we're going to do tonight, and I don't want no one taking risks. Follow me over here a moment."
He led them to the very edge of the forest. Holding his lamp up high, he pointed down a narrow, winding earth track that disappeared into the thick black trees. A light breeze lifted their hair as they looked into the forest.
"Look there," said Hagrid. "See that stuff shining on the ground? Silvery stuff. That's unicorn blood. There's a unicorn in there, been hurt badly by summit. This is the second time in a week. I found one dead last Wednesday. We're going to try and find the poor thing. We might have to put it out of its misery.
And what if whatever hurt the unicorn finds us first? Said Malfoy, unable to keep the fear out of his voice.
There's nothing that lives in the forest that'll hurt you if you're with me or Fang, said Hagrid. And keep to the path. Right, now, we're going to split into two parties and follow the trail in different directions. There's blood all over the place. It must have been staggering around since last night at least.
I want Fang, said Malfoy quickly, looking at Fang's long teeth.
All right, but I warn you, he's a coward, said Hagrid. So me, Harry, and Hermione'll go one way, and Draco, Neville, and Fang'll go the other. Now, if any of us finds the unicorn, we'll send up green sparks, right? Get your wands out and practice now. That's it. And if anyone gets in trouble, send up red sparks, and we'll all come and find ye. So, be careful. Let's go.
The forest was black and silent. A little way into it, they reached a fork in the earth path, and Harry, Hermione, and Hagrid took the left path, while Malfoy, Neville, and Fang took the right. They walked in silence, their eyes on the ground. Every now and then, a ray of moonlight through the branches above lit a spot of silver-blue blood on the fallen leaves. Harry saw that Hagrid looked very worried. "Could a werewolf be killing the unicorns?" Harry asked.
"Not fast enough," said Hagrid. "It's not easy to catch a unicorn. They're powerful magic creatures. I never knew one to be hurt before."
They walked past a mossy tree stump. Harry could hear running water. There must be a stream somewhere close by. There were still spots of unicorn blood here and there along the winding path.
"You all right, Hermione?" Hagrid whispered. "Don't worry. It can't have gone far if it's this badly hurt, and then we'll be able to..." "Get behind that tree!"
Hagrid seized Harry and Hermione and hoisted them off the path behind a towering oak. He pulled out an arrow and fitted it into his crossbow, raising it, ready to fire. The three of them listened. Something was slithering over dead leaves nearby. It sounded like a cloak trailing along the ground. Hagrid was squinting up the dark path, but after a few seconds, the sound faded away.
"I knew it," he murmured. "There's summat in here that shouldn't be."
"A werewolf?" Harry suggested.
"That wasn't no werewolf." "And it wasn't no unicorn neither," said Hagrid grimly. "Right, follow me, but careful now.